station never takes a vacation. Happy to report that our sweltering heat wave is still sweltering, and that Popcorn Sutton has been declared the winner of Jackson's annual Critter and Fritter Bake Off. Buy one, get one free deals abound at regional Piggly Wiggly stores. And I'll be darned if those little Pizon sisters haven't turned out another hit song, which we will be debuting here real soon. This is WCFG, and with 30 minutes to showtime, ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes to showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, in 5 short minutes, WCFG will be taking each and every one of you on an adventure. We will be embarking on an odyssey, so to speak, an epic of proportions beyond what they serve down at the Whirly Pig Buffet. A feast
I can always fuck in the
auditory senses, and a real treat for any real music aficionados out there. From Chester County to Little Maggie's Crossing and all along the watchtowers in between, please get yourself settled.
Come on, man, do better.
This train is pulling out of the station. 5 minutes to showtime, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This here is a live WCFG broadcast from lovely Baltimore, Maryland, birthplace of the Sultan of Swats and haunting grounds of the master of the macabre. I am your most esteemed host for this evening's festivities, Atticus Jasper, on the brand new talking box everyone's been talking about so much. And this here is my cohort in confabulation, the great Fred Newman. Tonight, we bring you a rousing and riotous recounting of the 1937 flood of the Ark of Butler Valley. But for reasons that will become all too apparent by and by, we must begin this parable of ours in that most fertile belly of the Mississippi Delta, at dawn, no less, a few hours before we all flood the valley with sweat anyway. Like most meaningful historical epics, our story begins with a bunch of slippery eels of every type, measure, and disposition. John Henry might have built the railroads, ladies and gentlemen, but parchment, well, they built the Delta. It is my distinct pleasure to present to you, Oh Billy.